has tears that Paul's recalling. We don't know what wounds Timothy was carrying or what sadness burdened him. We don't know many details at all, but we know that Paul is trying to encourage him, to help him move forward in his faith. Paul remembers, and so he's reminding Timothy of the things that might bring him hope and might lift him out of that despair. Paul doesn't mention famous saints or his credentials. He does not tell sensational stories like Paul has. You'll remember he has his sensational story of going to Damascus and to arrest Christians, and God knocks him off his high horse, blinds him, and the persecutor of the church becomes the apostle to the Gentiles. Timothy's faith was nurtured in ordinary life. The way faith takes root is an ordinary life. Rarely does it drop from heaven like it seems to for Moses and Paul and some of the more well-known saints. Timothy's encouragement and his groundedness comes from conversations, not campaigns, family and relationships, not from pulpits or altars. What we see in Timothy is extraordinary grace through ordinary people. Paul mentions his grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice. I think it's quite lovely that Paul remembers them, these two women that seem to have a pretty big impact on him as an apostle, that he would hearken back to them for Timothy to remember his ancestors and to realize his connection that goes back so that he would be grounded in whatever circumstances he was in. This reminded me of my mother. I wish you all could meet my mother. She died about 6 years ago. And she would visit the churches that I have been serving, and she became kind of a celebrity of sorts. I remember growing up, I had my own questions. We were in a conservative church in a liberal denomination. It was Presbyterian Church USA. And our youth worker was a fundamentalist. And I would come home and I'd say, this pastor said this. It bothers me. One of the things that bothered me the most was the way he talked about foreign nations and people and the lost and how we need to reach these people and rescue them from damnation. And it really bothered me enough that it made me want to abandon my faith. It made me not want to be connected to this church, certainly not the youth group. And my mom would just listen non-judgmentally. I could tell she was irritated with that youth pastor, but she would listen to me non-judgmentally, and she would kind of pass the baton of faith to me in a way. She would say, well, why don't you read the Gospel of Matthew yourself? Why don't you have your own encounter, your own, draw your own conclusions on who this Jesus is, what he taught, what matters to God, what matters to Spirit in your life. Who passed this on to you? Who are your ancestors? The ones who were grounded, where you can find your groundedness in yourself. Was it a grandparent? Was it a parent? Was it a relative, a friend, a teacher? Maybe a stranger. Maybe a spouse. In the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Tom Hanks plays Fred Rogers, and Lloyd Vogel is the journalist interviewing Fred Rogers, and he's giving Fred Rogers a hard time. But Lloyd is going through his own difficulties. In fact, he has an ailing father who has terminal cancer, and he has a difficult time with his marriage and raising their young child. And he actually has a panic attack, and he passes out in the studio where Fred Rogers records the show. And Fred Rogers invites him out to lunch at a Chinese restaurant. And Fred Rogers says, you know, let's spend a minute, let's spend 60 seconds thinking about all the people who loved you into being. So let's do that. Our text ends with, guard the good deposit or the treasure entrusted to you. Paul reminds us that the Spirit lives in us. The Spirit, she already dwells in us.